Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about different approaches to literacy discussions, and this comes from an article in the Journal of Educational Psychology, which researchers from Penn State, Ohio State, the University of Oklahoma, and someone working with a charter school report on a meta-analysis looking at studies both recent and going back as far as 40 years, and that looking at the different impact that different approaches to class discussions have on students' reading comprehension skills. And interestingly, the authors found that you can pretty much separate these approaches into three groups. And they're not perfect groups, and they're not completely separate, so one approach may have characteristics of the other, but these are their primary groupings. The first they distinguish as critical analytic, and these are things like collaborative reading, the Paideia seminar, and philosophy for children, which have the goal of querying and interrogating arguments and evidence from the text. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about the specific approaches, but definitely look those up if you're curious. The second group are what they call efferent, which is just kind of a bigger word for text-focused. And these include instructional conversations, junior gradebook shared inquiry, and questioning the author. And these are the primary goals of searching the text for information, just being able to understand the text. The third group is expressive, and this includes book club, grand conversations, and literature circles, and they encourage students to live through the text. They give prominence to emotions and emotional responses. And by looking at dozens and dozens of studies, what they found was a couple of interesting things. The critical analytic approach does have more of an impact on students, as you might imagine, critical thinking skills, their ability to evaluate and create arguments. Whereas the text-focused efferent ones have more of an impact on students' reading comprehension, literal comprehension skills, so their ability to just understand what's going on in the text. And then the expressive group have more of an impact on students' ability to make inferences, being able to pull out implicit pieces of the text and implicit things that characters might be feeling or the author might be trying to say. And what's interesting is that, therefore, every approach you take is not going to actually have the same impact of the same kind of reading comprehension. And what the authors note is that teachers should be very deliberate and strategic when choosing different strategies and different approaches for class discussion, because it's going to have students learn a different kind of reading comprehension, and so we should be very strategic about that. Interestingly, two other kind of broad things that the authors found. One, almost every single one of these approaches led to a decrease in teacher talk and an increase in student talk. So discussion, class discussions definitely help in that way. They also found, interestingly, there's, broadly speaking, a ceiling effect on student outcomes from using the same approach for more than what appears to be the target of 6 months. So more than half of a year using the same approach, using literature circles, using philosophy for children, you're going to start to see a plateau. And as a teacher, this might suggest that we think about switching it up, changing it around a little bit. But the most important point here is that different approaches, different types of class discussion are going to have a different impact on students. And as teachers, we should really think about the goal that we want the discussion to get at and then choose the type of discussion accordingly. Thanks for listening and happy teaching.